16 years after the Hanukkah story. So the miracle of Hanukkah did not occur at the end of the war. It occurred, you know, towards the beginning, really, within the first 3 years into the war.
It also shows that we can't be celebrating military victory.
That's right. There was no military victory per se. Now, why is that important? I think it's important because it gives you a whole new meaning what the Pach HaShemen represents. Because if you learn like we always are taught, you know, we won this big victory, and then Hashem gave us a miracle, then the miracle is just frosting on the cake. It's just frosting. We won, and Hashem gives us frosting. But if it's in the middle of the war, a whole deeper meaning. Listen to this. You have this small group of Jews who are fighting the greatest, most powerful army in the world. And they don't even have the support of most of their own people. And the person looks at the situation and says, what's the use of going on? What's the use of fighting day after day? What can we do? We're so small. We're so weak. Why don't we just give up? You can give up by assimilating, or even if you want to be from, give up, go into the mountains, go into a cave. And you can imagine, if you were a Hashmonai or a Maccabi, there would be so many moments in which you would think, what's the use of going on? And what does Hashem show them? Hashem shows them, look at this jar of oil. This jar of oil can only last for one day. Now you might think, what's the use of lighting today? It's going to go out tomorrow. We're not going to have pure oil for another week. A person can make the argument, what's the use of lighting the oil today if it's not going to last? But what does Hanukkah tell me? You do what you can. And then Hashem comes in. Do you see the message? What a message. Don't give up. You think you don't have the power. You think you don't have the ability. You think you can't change anything. But I'm showing you with joy that when you do as much as you can do, Hashem opens the doors. I think to put this in the middle of the war makes the miracle so much more beautiful and meaningful. Because it's Hashem giving you a message of hope, giving you a message of courage, giving you a message not to give up. And that gave the Hashmonai the power to keep on going, and to fight and to win, not for political reasons, but so we could liberate Eretz Yisrael, so we could keep mitzvahs and serve Hashem properly. And the war lasted another 20 years. But that miracle of the Pach HaShemen gave us the Kalach to keep on going. Seen in this way, the Pach HaShemen is not like an extra frosting. It is really part of what gave us the Chizuk to go on in that moment. That's important. It's very important. And that's a tremendous message for today. Because there's a lot of darkness in the world. We live in a world of decadence, of materialism, of selfishness, of egotism, of ignorance, of assimilation. And each of us has the capacity to bring some light into that darkness. But often our attitude is, what can I do? I'm going to light a tiny little candle in this ocean of darkness, and my candle will go out. I have no koach, I have no influence, I have no ability. But Hanukkah says, do whatever you can do. And then Hashem takes it. Because what would it be if they would have made the cheshbon? Listen, we're not going to get pure oil for a week. What's the use of lighting it today? You know, let's just sink it through. There wouldn't have been a miracle. The miracle depended on Am Yisrael. Okay? So that's a great mashal. You know, in America, there's a whole debate among the Reform congregations. Is Hanukkah an important holiday or not an important holiday? You know, there's something called the December Dilemma. I know it's not. I'm going over this. In which, for many, many years, The Reform movement was making Hanukkah like the biggest holiday of all because it was competing with December 25th. So then they come to the opposite direction. You know, Hanukkah is not important. It's not like Pesach, whatever it is.
Don't they celebrate both?
They do celebrate. Maybe that's why they could de-emphasize Hanukkah. When they used to only do Hanukkah, they had to make Hanukkah like December 25th. When they started doing December 25th, it couldn't be that that's exactly what happened. So now the Reform movement says the other way. Hanukkah is not important, blah, blah, blah. But I think we would say Hanukkah is not, it's not a Doraisa thing. It's not like Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. But it's such an important Yom Kippur because it reminds us of the koach that we have to create light in the midst of darkness. And even if we think that the light we can create is so small, Hanukkah teaches us that if you do what you can, Hashem blesses your efforts well beyond what the natural order would be. Very, very beautiful, powerful message that you can apply in your life every single day in terms of what you can accomplish, what you can do, what you can contribute to Am Yisrael and to the world. Right, that's the message of Hanukkah.
Perhaps one of the reasons why it's really important, especially today, is because you have people who say that shredding clothing is great for teaching women. Saying that my clothing would say that she was
okay. Yeah, that's right, that's right. Of course, some people want to say Hanukkah is about religious liberty, so they're too much because they stand it on its face. Now, one thing though, Hanukkah does have a tragic, there's a tragic part of it. And the tragic part of Hanukkah is, after the 20 years, Greek rule was overthrown. And the Jewish people established their own monarchy, called Malchus Chashmonah. But the problem was, they became the very enemy they overthrew. This was a war against Hellenism and Greek culture. To be able to keep the Torah. But do you know, and it sounds like you do know this, the Hasmonean kings eventually, not the first generation, but eventually became Hellenists. They persecuted the Chachamim.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever read in high school George Orwell's Animal Farm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you remember the story of Animal Farm? Where the animals try to overthrow, it was a parody of the Russian Revolution. The animals try to overthrow the oppressive